Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button. You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
Why does everyone do this? It looks like a lot of people are doing this, but no one else is winning.
I know. Silly. It seems like there's two of us, so we basically doubled our chances, right?
How long can you be a bird for again?
An hour.
An hour? It does not feel like it's been an hour, but you turn into a spider.
I waggle.
You look out the... Maybe you glance at the windows and you see that they're all blacked out. I guess, Glubble, I'll get you to make... Well, Tree Stump, first off, I'll get you to make a strength check.
She can't read.
That's right. We didn't establish that. Well, you'll have to use pictograms.
Someone else can read it to me.
I'm doing a lot of pointing, a lot of gesturing.
Do you need some assistance?
The wizard you saw before is standing behind you.
Oh, do we have to pay for them?
3 gold disappears from your purse, Glubble. You will notice that the next time you check.
Ah, it's great that I'm never checking.
The spider Glubble does not understand that he needs to be submerged. So when you start pushing him under, he thinks you're trying to drown him.
It was called the Sword Sage Amulet of the Fortune Teller.
Ah, I believe that is one of the prizes. That was my father's name. Just call me Isaac.
Would you say the apple didn't fall far from the tree?
What's an apple?
I put my spider paw in some ink and I start drawing our good friends on the wall. Fuck it, I'm too mad now. A cat man.
Cat man, what?
Are these people Chantal that you're looking for?
Oh, your friends.
I write friends onto the wall.
I don't know what he's saying, but they're our friends.
He's written friends.
Oh, that's... Okay. But that one in the middle looks like he's all alone.
Are these people that we should seek out?
Oh, they're good people.
Would you like to find them before we go for the item?
I tap once.
Oh, that'd be good. They want to help. Also, do you know how to get my guy back in the other guy?
You might need to speak to a doctor about that.
No, him and this.
I nod as I start spraying web across the top layer of the bath so that my body can't escape.
I'll allow it, but you don't know how much of a deterrent that's going to be.
Mm. Is there a very heavy...
Actually, the floor here would be pretty... So the bathtub is actually just like a recessed pit in the floor. So it's yeah, the bathtub is in the floor.
Oh, we'll put the
bed floor
over.
Being quite wet. So your web, while it still does stick, you can tell it's not as strong as it could be.
It's all right. I pick the bed up and I slide it under.
You slab it what?
I slide the bed over so that it is over the
Okay,
bath
that
hole.
Would probably provide a bit more deterrent. But once again, it's still not a perfect system.
How can we make sure he won't escape?
You don't know.
Do you know any spells, Mr. Isaac Newton, sir?
Yes, I am a caster of magical mysteries.
Could you please keep my friend's body in here while he's stuck in this spider?
He takes out a book and starts flipping through it.
I could... I have nothing that can keep him here indefinitely, but...
Oh, we'll come back.
I could ward the area around the door such that if it were to escape, I would be alerted.
I write in, what if I stay here, you two find our friends, get the amulet by winning the kid prizes. I'll guard me.
So Isaac Newton looks at Tree Stump and you can see clear worry on his face.
Why, what'd he say?
I would appreciate having both of you by my side.
I just roll my many eyes and say, fine. I try and web the bed to the walls that aren't wet. Basically try and make it as more secure as we can.
Sure.
Yeah.
You do what you think is a decent job.
I say do the ward as well.
Sorry?
Do your spell. Do your spell.
Oh, yes, of course.
It sounds like a good spell. I wish I knew spells.
Shivel me timbers. Shivel me me. If anyone comes through here, alert me. And the spell concludes. Very well, let us go find your friends.
Have we had a short rest while we've been in this hotel room?
Sure, I'll allow it.
Excellent.
Okay. I was about to be like, it sounded stressful, but no, there was all that time we had a snack.
Mm-hmm. This would be in addition to what you've already done, though, because like setting up that little area to prevent the spider global from moving was probably not very restful. Okay. So I'd say you can now have 8 hours rest. But that is like spending an extra hour here.
I would like to be able to speak again, but okay, let's go.
No, we can have a rest.
I don't know how to tell that. Let's go.
You have the pen and the ink.
I do have the pen and the ink, but look, let's just go.
Okay.
All right, you leave. Oh, pen? I assume you've just been like dipping your paw into
I
the
have
fucking...
Been.
You are Aww. Definitely low on ink by this point.
Yeah, I figured.
Just a little dot every 8 paces.
All right, so you... you head back out. You see, once again, people walking around like they're shaking off a hangover. Mm-hmm. You see another monk walking past the, like, chunk, 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 chunk. You realize by this point as well, it's not coins that you're hearing. It doesn't sound like coins. It sounds like something else is rattling around.
Can I have, like, a bit more of a squiz at it at spider height?
A squiz at what?
Whatever the, like...
The oh, it's in their pocket, whatever it is.
Like, thinging, and then... I'm sus.
Okay.
How is it? So there's no like bulge or anything like that?
No, their robes are quite large and billowy, so they could be hiding a lot.
I want to like tap.
They all have that medallion that's kind of like a toad's head.
Like I'll tap Big T or maybe Isaac and kind of point to the monks.
Yes, those are the monks of the frog.
I'll jangle my purse to make it the sound go the sound of things going.
Oh, the noise! I assume
once.
That's the dice they all keep on them. It's a part of their religion. They keep dice in one pocket and a deck of cards in the other.
Okay. No further questions.
I believe their divine focus is one or the other. All right, you go downstairs and you start searching for your good friends. Luckily, you have Sir Isaac Newton with you, and so every time, and it happens often, that you get distracted by something, he just, like, gathers your attention back.
Oh, thank you.
Eventually, you find Chantel, Love is Blind, and Yeola, and you're reunited again. Mm. Let me just quickly adjust their money amounts.
You look, that's fair.
They weren't strong like us. Did anyone win?
Some of them, Love is Blind probably didn't win much. Yeola probably might have been able to get away with much, a little bit more. All right. Yeola didn't lose money. That's it.
That's impressive.
Chantel.
That's something.
Chantel is down to, 1 gold.
Chantel.
Come on.
And Love is Blind. Holy smokes. Love is Blind is up 5.
Hey! Good love.
When you find Chantel and you find out that she has 1 gold coin left, Sir Isaac Newton says, "Be wary. Should you run out of money, you are no longer welcome in this establishment. They will eject you."
Can you just keep helping us, please? You're very good at it. Everything looks good and fun, and I want to do it a lot.
That's fair.
And I will.
All right.
You have to stop me, otherwise I'll do it.
I nod.
In one of the wings, you walk in and you see families and lots of kids running around. The games that you can play have rapidly changed scope. Rather than like games of dice and cards and stuff like that, you see the sort of stuff that you might encounter at like a fair. So, you know, like you see not really animatronic, probably just made with like wind up gears and stuff like that. But those like turning clown heads that you put the balls in.
Yeah. Big fan.
You see some other games that look like they could be games of skill, but you also highly doubt at the same time they're truly games of skill.
Mm-hmm.
You see games where like you know, you got to throw a cup and get throw a ball and get it into a cup, knock down pins, that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can see that the kids here, they're still playing with money, but rather than winning money, they are being given little tokens when they win.
Okay.
Oh, this is completely different and it's good. I think it's good and healthy for the children. Mm-hmm. It's good to learn at young.
I'll pat over.
Dean is for nerds with a message. Christ. What's come to the world? Damn.
What's come?
What's come?
What is? Me?
I don't know. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Sensepants Radio's new show, What Is Come? Mm. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. You come today?
Yeah.
Yeah? I think I'm good. Thank you. This has been What's Come Today? Anyway.
I'll pat it over to the prizes.
You can see, yeah, there's like big, there's a counter where one of the monks is working, mm-hmm. and behind like a case you can see smaller prizes, and then behind the monk on like a shelf behind them, there are larger prizes. Mm-hmm. One of the prizes you see quite prominently displayed on like a little felt cushion,
yes.
is the Sword Sage Amulet of the Fortune Teller. There's a sign that says what it is, and beneath it, it says it requires 42,000 tickets.
Right, 42,000. Okay. And then I have a quick scan of like what's paying out what.
Yeah, what does it look like people are getting?
All right, a quick scan, Tree Stump. You're like, oh, and then enough of that.
Oh, yeah. But I have to do some.
Glubble, you managed to keep your mind about you. You have a scan around and you don't see a single game that would pay out more than 10 tickets a time.
Okay, right.
Excuse me, Mr. Sir Isaac Newton.
Yes.
You are a wizard. Oh, planeswalker, I'm sorry. But do you know magic tricks, yes?
I would not describe. He like builds himself up to full height. His robes begin to billow up behind him. Do not take me for a conjurer and a simple man of party tricks. I am a planeswalker.
I'm sorry.
You can't see because the windows are blacked out, but you hear from outside.
I'm sorry.
Is everyone distracted?
There's a brief moment where a bunch of people are like, what the fuck was that?
Okay,
it is quite clearly designed that you would need to lean across the thing very obviously to grab it if you wanted
to. Yeah, what is the monk doing?
The monk looks around and you see if you were really quick, there would be an opportunity.
Okay. What's the security like currently? Where are we in relation to it?
There appears to be, there's a bunch of monks operating some of the, like, the, not the machines, sorry, some of the games.
Mm-hmm.
There is the monk standing right in front of you, but that is the closest and most obvious one. Anyone in this room could spot you doing that, but whether or not they will is another thing.
Well, I'm a big spider. Can I just,
With your paw?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Just grab it.
Let's make a, what's it called in this system? Sleight of hand.
Sleight of paw.
You gently lift the amulet, mm-hmm. tuck it into, mm-hmm. well, you don't have pockets, but you
mouth.
Bring it into yourself. You put it into your mouth. I don't know what a spider's mouth is like.
Not good.
But I'm going to assume that your mouth is very full right now.
Boom.
The monk behind the counter doesn't notice. But one of the monks.
Is this a skill check, Adam?
Yeah.
Can I just cash mine in for a succeed in a skill check?
One of the monks across the room calls out, "Good day we're having today." You have the Sword Sage amulet.
I'll pad on over to our good friends.
Oh, you know what? On second thoughts, let's leave.
Sir Isaac Newton looks around. Oh, all right then. Are you finishing your little quest?
I think so. Yeah, I think it's done.
He like doffs his cap to you, his hat. Sorry, not cap. Well, very good then. Good luck to you. May your feet never touch this accursed place again.
Thank you. Could you help us? Oh, no. You said you. Do you know how to put a spider back into his body?
I could try to.
Yeah? Yeah. I looked
towards
Tap
once for yes.
Yeah.
Very well, then. He reaches into his robes and pulls out a business card. He hands it to you. When you return to the nearest major settlement, simply read aloud the words on this card, and I will find you there. At a major settlement, perhaps I could procure the things I need for what needs to be done. This is not a free service.
I How much are we talking?
I have yet to fully price it out. This is the first time I'm doing something like this.
Oh, so
I know
like
only the theory.
Well, in that case, surely we don't pay the full cost because you are, you know, still apprentice.
You pay at least what it costs.
Oh, no, of course. I would never try and... You know, sure.
We can discuss payment later.
Yeah, I just, because if I have to stay here and earn a bit more, I'll stay. But also on that note, can you escort us out so I don't do that?
Very well, then.
I point up to our rooms.
Yeah, can you take us to our room, please?
All right, then.
And then don't, can you also hide the box full of food?
What?
Hide the food box, please.
Oh, I cannot commit a crime within these walls. If I do so, I incur the wrath of the frog god.
Sorry, it's a crime to hide the food box from us?
Oh, I see what you're saying. To hide the food box from you. I thought you meant from them.
I tap
They can find it. We just don't want to...
Very well. I could... actually, I think tampering is against the terms and services of this place. I don't think I can.
Well, I don't want you to do anything you're not comfortable with. But yeah, please.
Perhaps
please.
It would be faster and cheaper to simply help you out of here.
Yeah, thank you.
I tap once for yes and gesture to where my body currently is.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dejin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
You go, you collect Spyro Glubble, and then you leave. The Sir Isaac Newton opens the door. He, like, the entire way he's been like, every now and then, He opens the front door and you see the, it's nighttime outside. I wish you nothing but the best.
I tap once for yes and go in for a hug.
He hugs you.
Oh, I'll see you later.
All right. You, he closes the door and you walk away. You can, now that you're kind of listening for it, you can dimly hear the sounds of the gambling going on inside. You walk through like the there's like a garden area outside this building, kind of nice. And there's a little pool in the garden area in the center. You start walking towards that to get to the main road to get out. As you do that, the water begins to shift slightly. And then slowly, I also want it said that Tree Stump, you didn't notice Glubble taking this. You're just like, yeah, I guess we're leaving. I just want to point that out.
Oh, I assumed I did. That's
well,
so funny.
Glubble could have maybe mentioned it or showed it to you or something like that, but no. You made that plan before you knew. Anyway, I just think it's funny. As you approach in the garden, there's like a little circular pool. As you approach that pool, you see that it begins to shift. The surface of the water moves and undulates, and then slowly a large head begins to emerge from it. You recognize the head.
I'll just keep walking. I'll just keep padding away. As a gentle spider, smooth thoughts.
Before you are able to walk past the pool, the head is completely emerged. You recognize it. It is the toad-like head that all of the monks have been wearing as a medallion.
Oh, no.
Thieves!
I
slow down, but not to a complete stop.
Pardon? I don't start walking either.
It begins to feel like you're moving through molasses. There's no saving throw for this. You just kind of stop, almost.
Oh, no.
Thieves!
Pardon?
You think to steal from the god of frog gambling?
But
I love this god.
Nothing can be hidden from the god of gambling in his church.
And then with a giant paw, the frog gestures towards the casino behind you.
Oh, no, that's his house.
That makes sense. That's his place of worship.
Did you make up the games in there? They're fun.
Yes, they are all my games.
You should be.
They are all called Frogger. Frogger 1 and Frogger 2.
You don't think that's true. You've definitely played Black. Like, you know the name Blackjack.
Well, I think.
That seems right.
If I were you, I'd be very proud. I hope you're proud of yourself.
I am all seeing and all knowing in this place. And you, with the giant paw, he points at Spider Global, have trained your spider to steal.
The other paw lifts off the ground as well, turns upside down, and you feel the amulet in your mouth begin to move with the paw.
I don't...
You start rising, your head. You could feel the Sword Sage amulet is like pulling up. Do you resist?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you are slowly being lifted into the air by the Sword Sage amulet.
Let my friend go.
You hold on, but you're now becoming a bit high. The frog-like god creature shakes a little bit. It falls out of your mouth. You hit the ground.
Oh my, that was in your mouth?
For once, Tree Stump and Cass can both genuinely claim ignorance.
Oh, no. You told your only... spider to steal.
There can be only one punishment for theft.
The frog god turns its face towards Spider Global, who looks at each of you like with just nonplussed like confusion. All this creature understands is that it can't move right now. The frog's mouth opens wide.
Oh, no.
And you see...
Oh, no.
You see its tongue slowly quivering. The tongue, with lightning speed, blasts out, slams into Spider Global, and then drags him into the frog god's mouth. He is swallowed.
My mouth is as a spider, just a bit of gape. But just as an aside, I love that this spider's last day of like life has been to learn about gambling and then get ate by a frog, assuming in a way that it usually eats other creatures.
Yeah, and also like this spider, it's like, okay, frogs, like animals that are bigger than me can't eat me. And it sees a big frog and it's like, oh, no, this is bad for me. Then immediately correct.
The rest of you are culpable in their crimes. This unintelligent spider may leave. It cannot speak, and so I know it is stupid.
Just like, look at you guys. I pad closer to Big T. My good friend.
No, the rest he knows how to love.
Are condemned to work for a while in my casino until I deem your debts paid.
No, wait, how about, I don't think that's very fair. None of us have trained spiders to steal from you. And of course, the very unintelligent spider, he cannot be blamed. How about...
So don't leave him by himself. He needs a carer.
How about we play a gamble, and if we win, you have to let us go, but also let the spider speak so that he may live a good life.
Love without is blind.
Without his master, I don't know how to talk to him.
Love is blind, like, kind of half corkies you from behind Tree Stump, leans in, and they whisper, and the amulet.
And the amulet as well, if we can keep it. Just because I know how much it means to the spider.
And what do you have to give in return?
Working at the casino and not... given the bad
you
review.
Will already work in the casino until your debt is paid.
Well, what about you have a very good trained pet spider.
Two taps.
And we work after the debt is paid to or forever.
Tree Stump, you hear a lot of two-tapping behind you from Chantel, from Love is Blind, and from Yeola. They are not consenting to this.
Oh, a round of applause for me. What a good choice I made. And them too, they also were.
They were also already included in that.
Oh, okay. Well, just to be sure.
You wish to challenge the god of gambling?
At the gamble, yes.
That's him laughing.
Oh, no.
Very well. We will play Liar's Dice.
Do you remember the rules of Liar's Dice, Cass?
Cass does, but Tree Stump might need them.
Just a quick refresher.
A little refresher for a big little fella.
You take 5 dice. You roll them. Yes. You keep that secret. Yes. Don't tell anyone.
I won't.
Then you are making bets based on how many dice you think are on the table from both you and your opponent. Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, you bet what like number is on the dice and how many of those dice are showing it, mm-hmm. basically. And you can bet up in either amount, or sorry, when one person makes a bet and it goes to you, you can challenge saying, I don't think there is that many dice. Or you can make your own bid. If you make your own bid, you need to up the die, like the number on the dice or the amount of dice.
Okay.
When you get to 6, you obviously you can't go any higher than 6, so you need to bet a higher amount of dice rather than a higher number on the dice. But you can bet any this is actually true for anything. So long as you're raising the number of those dice, you can kind of pick whatever number on the dice you want.
Okay, cool. So just there has to be a number going up.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. That makes
and you
sense.
Can, you, so you can do like, I can do say 4 6s and then the next person has to do like, well, 5 4s.
4 6s, 5 4s. Yep, that makes sense.
Cool. And you can go above 6 somethings, right? You can go like 8.
Yeah, if you think there are 8 somethings on the board, absolutely.
10 2.
Okay.
All right. So
she's trying to kill us. I think that if I work in the casino, I get to gamble all day. So, I don't know what the job is.
The frog god is going to roll 10 dice instead of 5, and then I get to pick, representing the fact that you are playing against the god of chance. One of.
Well, and you pick, don't think that's really...
And you pick at the start, or you...
I pick when I want to pick.
Okay.
Oh.
And is it just Cass? What am I doing? Can I roll for the group?
You know what? I'll allow you to roll dice, but you two cannot communicate.
Of course.
In any way. But Cass, you are, you don't know how many dice he has. You're not making any bets. Cass is the only one making bets. We're just counting your dice.
Sounds great.
Well, what do you know? They taught the spider some dice.
He's like rolling things.
You represent NPCs right now.
I'm the wild
Beauty
card.
Beauty before age. I will go first. I bet 3 2s.
Oh, first 1 to 3 wins, by the way.
Oh. You think there are 3 2s in all of these rolls? I call.
You call?
I have 4 2s.
Oh, no.
I have 0.
I have 0 2.
I like, Cassie, you looked at your dice, saw no twos, and you're like, impossible.
I forgot that it's a minimum and it's not the exact amount.
Yeah.
My point. Your turn, tall one.
3 6s.
4 6s.
5 6s.
6 6s.
A call.
2 6s.
2 6s.
A 1 6.
Oh. 1 point to you.
Yeah! I mean, yeah.
4 5s.
5 5s.
Call.
2 5s.
No 5s.
Oh, 1 5.
Oh, no.
1 to me.
Oh, no.
Your turn.
Three fours.
Three fives.
Four fours.
Four fives.
Cool.
Fuck. No fives.
One five.
No fives.
Yes, fuck.
Two all.
Fuck, it's two all, isn't it?
Yeah,
two all.
Five ones.
Six ones.
Six sixes.
A call.
Oh, fuck. That was a good call because I am definitely, like, half bluffing. Two sixes.
Two sixes.
One six.
Oh, my God! The frog begins swelling and swelling and swelling, and then in a giant explosion, it throws dirt and water and leaves and other miscellaneous garden shit in all directions. The explosion dies down, and Glubble, you feel your vocal cords appear.
Oh my God, are you okay?
I'm a bit hurt.
Oh, we really won.
Yeah, well.
Oh, thank God, I didn't want. I just realized that you can't. If you work at the casino, you don't get to play. I thought it was going to be a win-win.
I can't. I guess I'm not getting that body back, huh?
Oh. But yeah, I pretty much tripled your legs. Some would say more than tripled.
Chantel, like, doubles over laughing. That is the funniest thing she's ever heard.
Well, look, my bad. I honestly thought I would get away with that. But anyway,
I didn't even see you take it.
I think, in a way, we got away with a lot more than we frankly should have.
Did the god die?
I think so.
The god, I don't think that was the god dying. I think that was it losing. It's just maybe a sore loser.
Yeah,
that's
embarrassing. Let's get away from the pool in the Urbia.
Yes, I think it would be a good idea if we left.
Yes, now. I remember.
Can you tell I was that deep baritone fucking frog voice? My throat is killing me. Love is Blind is so hard to do now.
Yes, because once again, I am simply the unintelligent spider that had no way of knowing anything. Let's go.
All right.
Does it feel dry now?
Yes. It feels very dry. Well, I'm not as wet as I need to be, which is an advantage, but I'm not as beautiful as I once was.
But you got eight beautiful eyes now,
yes,
and you got between six and eight beautiful legs.
That's true. A quick question. Do spiders live long?
That's a great question.
Another question to be answered another day.
Will that question ever be answered? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you want to support the show and also look fucking great, why not head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yourself a Sans Pants tee. We have heaps of designs covering all of your favorite shows, as well as monthly limited runs of unique one-offs based on your favorite in-jokes or references and that kind of thing. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab a tee today.